from Real Talk about LGBTQIAP, that's lesbian, gay, bisexual, transgender, queer, intersex, asexual, and pansexual. Turquoise tells us, why was one of my favorite questions when I was a little girl. And as an adult, it remains a question I ask daily. Why do we think this way? Why do we behave this way? Why is this happening? Why? It's also a question people ask of me after hearing I've written this book. They wonder why I spent 4 years researching and writing a book about LGBTQIAP, lesbian, gay, bisexual, transgender, queer, intersex, asexual, and pansexual, when I don't identify as any of those labels. The reasons are many. So opens Real Talk by Tara Coit. She promises us Real Talk in her preface, in her cover, and Real Talk she delivers. Real Talk that is not nuanced, but not insulting to anyone either. Real Talk that offers the curious reader a straightforward, sympathetic look at the contemporary state of research and thinking about those often still controversial ways of living in the world. Real Talk, as quite openly asks questions that both members of the LGBTQ and the straight communities may well ask in clearly defined chapters. It's the kind of book you can pick up and meander on through as you wish, or you can pick it up and read it from cover to cover. I think it benefits from both efforts. What's the what, she asks in chapter 3, and then delves into all the different communities that she wants to write about. The issue of equality, guidance for loved ones, and breathing the same air. Just a few of the major titles that show up in today's book. And once we get into the chapters themselves, we find Real Talk with a text written within the chapter preceding in question and answer format. In the chapter she's entitled Lesbian and Gay, here's the question, how do lesbian and gay relationships differ from straight ones? She talks about this for a fair amount of time. I won't read the entire response, but let's read enough to give you an idea of how this works. Human relationships, Coit writes, share many similarities, regardless of sexuality. We are often driven to seek people with whom we seek something in common, such as morals, religion, race, age, socioeconomic background, geography, income, or profession. Most people desire companionship, commitment, and family. Most people are concerned about things like stability, health, money, and fidelity. Our relationships go through cycles of attraction, getting to know each other, infatuation, romance, and love. Couples face many of the same issues, regardless of sexuality. Our relationships also face similar challenges, including communication, infidelity, finances, estrangement, and divorce. We have the same issues in our relationships, money, family, sex. It really is no different. It's just two people having a relationship. That's it, writes Stephanie. Others agree that there are similarities and differences. With two women, writes Commissioner Garner, you have a lot of hormones, so you have a lot of sensitivities. You have all of the things that we think of as women's issues that come up in the relationship. Coit continues, no two relations are exactly alike. Perhaps all relationships differ more because of the individual's personalities than because of their sexualities. In that same chapter, she asks the question and then answers, what attracts homosexuals to each other? Is it true that homosexual relationships begin and end quickly? How do gay couples decide who's going to be the man and who will be the woman? As I noted earlier, the questions that Coit asks and then answers are those that folks who are straight, sometimes gay, sometimes bisexual, are likely to ask only in private, but to which real answers are sought. She navigates easily and fruitfully through these topics, respectful of both straight and LGBTQ folks, not an easy task, but one she accomplishes well. And speaking of questions she asks and then responds to, a couple of more samples from Real Talk's pages. Why write about gay men and lesbian women? Is bisexuality for real? Is a transsexual person gay or bisexual or lesbian or perhaps something else? Why write about these topics when Coit identifies as a heterosexual, as straight? A good question, and one she answers in a straightforward, real talk way. Coit begins, as we heard up front, with acknowledging her lifelong curious nature. Why? Well, it's a part of her being. But then she goes on to tell us of two interactions with close friends whom Coit discovered were lesbian. And Coit wanted to more fully understand what this meant for her friends' lives. As she tells us in, early in the book in explaining why this book is one she chose to write, I avoided the conversation 30 years ago after my best friend Robin confided that she had a crush on a female coworker. Robin and I were ride-or-die friends. However, I was reluctant to ask more about her attraction to women because it made me uncomfortable. Though we talked about how things were progressing with this new relationship, I never inquired into Robin's thoughts and feelings about her sexuality. A couple of years later, another opportunity for a similar discussion came and went unanswered. That time it was with my housemate Norma, who was twice divorced, mother of two adult children. I presumed Norma was heterosexual until I saw her in an intimate situation with another woman. A few days later, Norma said she and the woman were in a relationship. I wondered if that meant she was bisexual or homosexual. I wondered if she had always been attracted to women. I wondered if that's why she'd gotten divorced. Instead of asking Norma any of those questions, I did what many heterosexuals do when they want to learn about homosexuality or bisexuality. I asked other heterosexuals. Instead of going to the source, so to speak, I chose to chat it up with people who knew just as little or less than I did about the subject. Over the years, I have learned how this approach didn't advance my knowledge and understanding. I like that Coit offers her own thoughtful comments on these topics, shares academic research with us in lay terms and phrasings, and includes insightful comments from folks who are in the midst of living as or with LGBTQIAP folks. The variety of viewpoints offered is a particular strength of this book, I think. Let's note that Coit offers readers a broad spectrum of interests, of information, and of insights into these often emotionally flashpoint topics. Her calm, yet continually curious tone will be appreciated by those readers who are interested in learning more with a reasonable, open mind. And her tone will be appreciated as well, I think, by those who are questioning their understanding of their own sexuality. Coit is never judgmental, unless it is to urge us readers to see each other as living, breathing humans who share a planet, who share our lives in our communities. I'm impressed, and you may be too, that Coit takes on public issues that she could just as easily have left for others or for another book, since well more than half of Real Talk of this book concerns itself with looking at the LGBTQIAP communities. In the final chapters, our author pivots from looking at those communities to looking into and with folks of those communities, sharing with us readers chapters that cover coming out, the issue of equality, offering advice to loved ones who are confronting or who want to be supportive of these folks in their lives, and yes, takes us into a discussion of the holy word and religion from a Judeo-Christian point of view. None of these last chapters will be easy for some readers to imagine, much less read and reflect upon. But as she does in her earlier chapters, Coit presents her topics in calm, reasoned style and word choice. She wraps up this readable, thought-filled book with a chapter she titled Breathing the Same Air, which opens with a quote from Indiana's own David Letterman, whom she says, once asked, "Who are you to throw a log in the road of someone who has a different set of difficulties in life?" End quote. None of us have that right, Coit writes. None of us has the right to make life difficult for another human being just because their circumstances and realities differ from ours. None of us have the right to tell someone they shouldn't be themselves. We also don't have the right to tell consenting adults who to love, or as the Isley brothers put it, who to sock it to. Let's finish with some of her writing from this concluding chapter. It is as thoughtful and well-reasoned and presented as the rest of the book. And so, Coit writes, Even though you may think you deserve to be treated like everyone else, there's likely some person or some group that would look at you and say you don't. At any moment in human history, there's always been a group or groups of people being denied the full benefits of membership in society. There's always a segment of the population committed to maintaining dominance over those groups. Fortunately, there's always a segment who believes everyone should be afforded equality. And there is yet another group of people who aren't sure what to think or believe. Over time, the undecided and uncommitted move in one direction or another. It seems that in each modern era, more people move to the side of fairness and equality. That does not happen without agitation in the forms of communication, grassroots activism, advocacy, financial support, and legislation. Let us seek to understand each other better, she writes, rather than hide behind our differences. Let us recognize our sameness. Let us acknowledge that we each have different ways of expressing our humanity. Let us embrace the truth that no one is better than anyone else and no person is less valuable than another. Let us allow each human being equal access to education, healthcare, housing, employment, protection, freedom, and love. Let us go there. Real talk about LGBTQIAP by Tara Coit. It's a book I think you might just enjoy picking up and reading. And it's available at all of our fine libraries, including the West Lafayette Public Library.